2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
28 degrees.
Speeds on the freeways, excellent, crash-free. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, special coverage on Utah's morning news.
Governor Gary Herbert is making changes in how candidates can collect signatures to get on the ballot without going door-to-door.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
State law says signatures have to be in wet ink. Governor Herbert announcing today signature pages can now be sent electronically to any interested voter, then printed, signed, and sent back to the candidate. Candidates must then return them to the elections office. He's also nixed the rule saying the gatherer has to witness the signature. Two Republican candidates for governor, John Huntsman Jr. and Jan Garbett, have been calling for an electronic way to gather. Jeff Birmingham stopped collecting altogether, citing not wanting to go door-to-door. Governor Herbert called this a matter of fairness and protecting the signature route to the ballot in these unusual times. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. John Huntsman Jr. has more work to do in gathering signatures to get on the ballot. UtahPolicy.com says more than half of the signatures Huntsman submitted were deemed invalid and thrown out. The people were either not registered to vote or not registered Republicans, or their signatures didn't match, or they'd already signed another candidate's packet. Huntsman still needs to get more than 11,500 valid signatures by April 10th. The convention is the other path to a ballot. That's April 25th, and the primary is at the end of June. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Many people in the U.S. are struggling to keep their jobs, while others are worried about going to work because of the spread of coronavirus. We get more from KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Yeah, Tim, with President Trump pressing for the economy to be open by Easter, a lot of people are left wondering what rights they have if or when their higher-ups request them to return to the office. The best answer is that it depends on what kind of job you have. If you work a job that the local government deems to be essential, like a pharmacist or a sanitation worker, then you most likely would have to comply with your employer's wishes or risk losing that job. Now, if you work a non-essential job from an office, then the law is probably on your side. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has something called the General Duty Clause that requires workplaces to offer environments that are free from recognized hazards that are causing death or serious harm, which the spread of COVID-19 would certainly fall into that category. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Could passage of a stimulus bill face a roadblock? KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the U.S. House is poised to pass a $2 trillion spending plan to prop up the economy today. There's talk about a couple Republicans who may object during unanimous consent, requiring members return to Washington to vote. But their leader, Kevin McCarthy, warns don't do it.
We have members who are quarantined. We have members who have challenges with airlines that are getting their flights canceled.
President Trump says he'll sign the bill right after passage. The U.S. passes China with the most coronavirus cases, more than 86,000. 1,300 Americans have died of COVID-19. Dr. Tony Fauci says vaccines are being developed with mass production coming soon.
Because once you know it works, you can't say, great, it works. Now, give me another 6 months to produce it.
Spain reports their deadliest day yet in the coronavirus pandemic. 769 people dying Thursday, bringing the toll to more than 4,300. That's still just half the deaths Italy has suffered. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson testing positive for coronavirus, saying that his symptoms are mild.
I am working from home. I'm self-isolating. And that's entirely the right thing to do.
Prince Charles also has a mild case of COVID-19. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather here with Dan Guthrie. Lots of clouds today, but it's going to stay dry.
An unsettled weather pattern sticking with us for the remainder of the weekend, and because of that, we'll have cooler temperatures as well, with 40s today and low 50s for the weekend. As we make our way into next week, we'll finally start to dry things out and warm things up by midweek. That'll help boost our temperatures back to where they should be this time of year, which will be upper 50s to right around 60 degrees, and that's the territory we'll stay in into next weekend.
Dan does go on to say that we could see a few scattered showers sneak in here on Sunday, but most of the moisture moving into the state will just materialize as clouds.
Be sure to keep your radio or smartphone speaker on KSL News Radio for updates on the coronavirus outbreak every 30 minutes. Plus, you can always stream us on the KSL News Radio app or on KSLNewsRadio.com.